You know, obviously this already passed yesterday, but Halloween. And I know many sermons have been preached on this, but this ticks me off. The pastors, these supposed men of God, never touch this with a 10-foot pole. They don't talk about it at all. They don't want to preach against it. You know why? Because their kids are out there going, I was going to say so many, Halloweening. You know, their kids are the ones dressing up like devils, worshiping the devil on the 31st. So they're too scared to say anything from the pulpit in regards to that because it'll make them look like what? Like hypocrites. Well, guess what? They're already hypocrites. Because they're letting their kids do it. Oh, they're just trying to have fun. You know what? Sodomites want to have fun too. Does that make it right what they do?
No.
So don't give me this. Well, you know, it's nothing bad. It's the devil's night.
Right.
Well, everyone's doing it. So what? Yeah. If that person jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? No. Okay, so we as Christians, when this stuff comes around, we need to be the ones who are casting down that imagination and say, hey, just want to, sorry to crash the party, Christians, but your trunk or treat is wicked.
Amen.
Sorry to, you know, crash the party on this whole fun that you're having here. I know you already bought your Frozen costume, but trick or treating and trunk or treat is wicked as hell. And you're worshiping Satan, actually. And your daughter's dressed like a whore. Because that girl on Frozen is a whore. Sorry to crash the party on you about that. She's not a princess. She's a whore.
Amen.
And every princess from Disney is a rebellious girl who has forsaken her leader, her father's.
Right.
Okay? She's forsaken the covenant of her youth. She's not under authority. And she's teaching every single person who's watching her to be the same.
Yep.
Sorry to rain down on your parade. But I'm just here to cast down this stronghold. And just kill the party. Okay? But you know what that's called? That's called a reality check that people need. And pastors hate that stuff. They hate when this one pastor or these two pastors get up and they say these things. Well, whether you hate it or not, you know, I hate every false way.
Amen.
So, your pastors need to get right with God and put their children in subjection with all gravity and say, we're not doing Halloween anymore. You know, I'll order you a pizza if you want for the 31st, but you ain't going nowhere. We're not doing this. This is the devil's holiday.